This is the Thursday, November 11th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight, including some Thursday night football size totals and props. So settle in, and we'll set you up in slightly more than 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Tyler Fulgham and Anita Marks, prop queen and prop prince with you on a Thursday morning. As always, going to dive into Thursday night football between the Ravens and the Dolphins. Have some NBA games to touch on as well. So, Anita, let's kick it off. We got the Ravens in Miami laying 7.5, total of 46.5. How are you looking at developing a game script for this matchup?
First things first, can we get t-shirts made? Prop queen, prop prince.
I'm all about that.
I know a guy, considering it's all I do is wear t-shirts on the show. Anyway, okay, how am I playing this? I start the week outright, and that's teasing the Ravens down. Two teams, 6-point teaser, tease them down to -1.5. That's what I would do. Also, I like the Ravens over 27.5 points. You know, as we stand right now and we're recording this podcast earlier, we're still not certain who's going to be under center. We can assume that it's going to be Tua. We just don't know. It's a short work week. They're down another center, Greg Manez. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. He's out because of an ankle. And you've got a Ravens defense. They blitz 30% of the time. And they're flying high, as we know, coming in after a win against the Minnesota Vikings in overtime. Their offense, Baltimore's offense, scores 44% of their offensive snaps, and teams are averaging a league-high 13 red zone plays against the Miami Dolphins. So I see a lot of points being scored here with the Baltimore Ravens. So again, I like the 27.5, and I'm going to get into in a minute when we start talking about prop bets, a big, big nugget for Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown. So stay tuned for that.
All right, I will take a similar approach to you. I'm going to do a two-leg, 6-point teaser with this game. On the side, I'm the same as you. I'm going to tease the Ravens down to 1.5. And then the total, go either way. I'm actually going to go tease up to 52.5 and play the under. And my concern is that the Dolphins Ooh. Won't bring much to the table here. I know the Ravens can put points up on the board with the way Lamar is playing. Obviously, their run game isn't what it once was, but they have Lamar Jackson, who is the most dangerous weapon in the NFL, and he has grown as a passer this season. Not surprising because Mark Andrews and Marquise Brown have been healthy and played at an Pro Bowl caliber level. And then they've added someone like Rashad Bateman in, who has acclimated himself well as a rookie out of Minnesota. So I don't know if the Ravens will need 30-plus points to win this game. I think this is a 21-24-point target for Baltimore's offense because I just don't think – despite some of the issues Baltimore's defense has had due to injuries, I just don't think Miami, whether it's Tua or Jacoby Brissett, is going to bring enough offense to the table with all the weapons that are missing. The Ravens can focus on Mike Gesicki, can focus on Jalen Waddle. That's about all they have to work with there. So I'm going to tease the Ravens side down to 1.5. I'm going to tease the total up to 52.5 and play that under. All righty, let's get into some props as the Prince and Queen love to do on a Thursday. I will let the Queen go first. She is the Majesty, so the floor is yours, my lady. Share the people. share with the people some winners.
Oh, Tyler, I love working with you. All right, so let's talk about the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown are both from the South Florida area. This is what football players love and thrive in, and that is going back home, especially for these two dudes to play in front of their friends and family on that bright lights, big stage Thursday night. I'm expecting a big game from both these guys. So Lamar, longest completion over 37.5 yards. Marquise Brown, longest reception over 24.5. Why? Miami, they blitz a lot. 30% blitz rate. What happens when you blitz? You're open to the long ball. Opposing offenses are averaging 5 plays of 20 yards or more a game, and Brown has 26 targets the last two games of 20 yards or more. So I think just the way that Miami plays defense, the way that Lamar and Marquise Brown have been hooking up offensively, I love these two prop bets in regard to longest completion and longest reception. I also like Marquise Brown over 4.5 receptions as well. And last but not least, my other Ravens prop bet, Devontae Freeman over 10.5 rushing attempts. Latavius Murray is still doubtful. Everything I'm reading right now is that more than likely he's going to be inactive. So he's had 15 touches for over 80 total yards last week. And backfields are averaging anywhere between 28 to 30 touches a game against the Miami Dolphins. And that kind of like bodes into your game script, Tyler, in that I'm sure you're thinking the same thing, that the Ravens are going to be running the ball a lot towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I do think the Ravens are going to get out early. You know, I consider laying the 7.5. I just wish it was 7 or less. That's why I teased the 6 points. As far as props, I'm going to focus on the Ravens side, specifically the guy that everyone loves to watch, and that is quarterback Lamar Jackson. First and foremost, on DraftKings, you can find a, you know, passing plus rushing yards prop for Lamar, and it's only 307.5 yards. I would play that over because this season Lamar is accounting for more than 360 yards of total offense. Now, in this particular matchup, I think the best way to exploit the Miami defense is through the air, especially since he has his full complement of weapons and they're in good matchups. The Miami pass defense has been very disappointing and underwhelming so far this season. So if you want to isolate where most of that yardage is going to come from and play another prop, I would single out his passing yardage prop, which is 237.5. Just know that Lamar has averaged 276 passing yards per game this season and has only been under that number, I believe, twice all season long. So if I'm expecting a lot of action through the air and Lamar being efficient, Mark Andrews, I think, is the particular target I want to focus on. Miami has been dreadful defending tight ends this season, and the passing yardage prop or receiving yardage prop for Mark Andrews, only 48.5. I would play that over. I would dabble a little bit in Mark Andrews being a touchdown scorer. You can get a good price on that. But that's how I think I believe the Ravens should attack a Miami defense that has a weakness definitely through the air. And Lamar, with no running game there because of all the injuries, the Ravens have turned into a team that has a higher pass rate than run rate. And Lamar is absolutely delivering in that role. Anything on the Miami side that you like? I'm not really interested in dabbling there since there's some uncertainty around quarterback and all the injuries. I know whoever it is, though, Jacoby Brissett or Tua Tagovailoa, they really only have Mike Gesicki and Jalen Waddle to throw to. And the Ravens have given up some passing yards this season. So if you have the stomach and you want to bet something on the Dolphins side, I would consider those two pass catching targets. What about you, Anita? Anything in Miami side that you like?
Yeah, when I'm looking at the Miami team, I'm looking at volume more than result. So, for example, Malcolm Brown is still out. So, you know, Miles Gaskin, he's getting the bulk of the carries back there. You get him over 11.5 carries for -105. I do like that. Ahmad is the other running back there, but he's also utilizing the passing game. And the Ravens, not so great. 22nd in the league in receiving points allowed to opposing running backs. So I like Ahmad over 28.5 rushing and receiving yards. Waddle, again, the volume, because Devontae Parker and
Preston Williams, is that who you're thinking of?
Will Fuller.
Yeah.
They're both out. So again, volume, Waddle. He got 10 targets last week. I see a lot of the same. So over 5.5 receptions. And you talked about Gesicki. I like over 4.5 receptions. I also like production, and that is over 54.5 receiving yards. The Baltimore Ravens are 30th in receptions against opposing tight ends and 32nd in receiving yards against opposing tight ends. Tight ends are averaging almost 75 yards a game against them. So so Gesicki would be the over in 54.5 receiving yards as in regard to, not just volume, but result.
Yeah, Gesicki is someone who's basically a wide receiver in a tight end's body. So he can align in line or flex out wide and be a matchup nightmare. Waddle, you usually run a lot of low ADOT, which is average depth of target routes. So he has to create after the catch to get his yardage. So I like what you're doing there with Gesicki. So sounds like that's the way we're going to approach the Miami-Baltimore game tonight. Good luck in all your Thursday night football betting endeavors. After a massive 13-game slate in the NBA last night, just a tiny little 3-game slate to dig into in the association, Anita. What do you like tonight in the association?
Yeah, so I like Philadelphia, and I like the Clippers. I just don't like laying the points. You know, this Toronto team, as we know, they're young. They don't do well on back-to-back, and this is their second game of a back-to-back. They're 6-11 against the spread. They're not shooting well, 52%, no Siakam tonight. So I do like Philadelphia, even though they don't have Embiid. So I'm going to play a 2-team money line parlay. So I'm going to take the 76ers on the money line, and I'm also going to take the Clippers on the money line. Again, the Miami Heat haven't been great as of late. They're in the middle of a 5-game road trip out west. This is their second game of a back-to-back, and it sounds like they're not going to have Jimmy Butler, and Paul George has been great this season. So my gameplay is, again, 2-team money line parlay, taking the 76ers and the Clippers. Some prop bets that I like in the Philly game, man, George Niang has become a crowd favorite. And of course, they're in Philadelphia. I like over points for him tonight. He's averaging 25 points a game. I'm sorry, averaging 25 minutes a game. So, and again, the prop bets have not come out yet because there's so many injuries here. So I'm sharing these with you. I don't have numbers, but I'm going to be keeping an eye on them and see when they do drop. But Niang over points, Drummond over rebounds, 20 rebounds and 25 rebounds his last two games with Embiid out. And it's not like, you know, the Raptors have a really, you know, frightening front court that's going to contend or contest with him. And then last but not least, my other prop bet I like is if Jimmy Butler is out, Tyler Hero over points. He had 27 points last night with if Butler is out. The sky is going to be the limit in regard to the amount of shots he's going to take. And so I like over points for Hero, of course, if Butler is inactive.
Yeah, it'll be green light go for Tyler Hero. He's worth playing the over no matter whether Butler's in the lineup or not, because coming off that bench, he is allowed to just absolutely chuck with reckless abandon. I'm going to look at the Utah-Indiana matchup. It's in Utah. The Pacers played last night. The Jazz did not work. One of the few teams that did not. And this has just been a trend that you can take back to last year, and it's carrying over into this year. It was my best bet on the show on Tuesday, and it cashed. When the Jazz are at home, they're just a wagon. The elevation in Utah, especially for the Pacers playing the second leg of a back-to-back, they were in elevation yesterday with the Denver Nuggets. I'm going to lay the 10. It's a big number, but the Jazz have been really, really good covering the number at home because that's such a difficult place to play. So Pacers, not quite healthy, 100%. I'll take the Jazz laying 10. I like what you're putting down with Miami and the Clippers. I would also consider the under there, 211.5, especially if Butler's not playing, that limits the offense a little bit. But these have been two teams that have been really good defensively so far this year. All right, that'll do it. As always, on a Thursday, slightly more than 10 minutes, but hopefully you enjoy listening to the Prop Queen and the Prop Prince drop some knowledge on you. Please do us a favor and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow on the Daily Wager Podcast.